Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I am Jejunya Mehta with the news. The headlines. Chief Minister Nipyu Ryo urges unity and peace for Nagaland's progress. Over 1,000 surgeries done under CM Mobile Operation Theatre since launch. Prime Minister Narendra Modi lauds farmers' contribution to nation building, says they are strengthening self-reliant India. And advisor Kadecho Kamo calls for greater support to sportspersons. And now the news in detail. Chief Minister Nipyu Ryo has called for unity, peace and mutual respect as key to the development of Nagaland, speaking on the second day of the 70th AU Students' General Conference at Chungtia Village. He emphasized that citizens of the state must set aside divisions and work collectively to achieve progress under the vision of Viksit Bharat by 2047.
If we are to catch up as a state in the country, to be a developed state, I think we have to give up our divisions and work together, bring a collective wisdom to unite so that peace prevails, and then we work together. Once we are united, all will be resolved, and therefore that is the need of the hour.
On education, the Chief Minister noted that Nagaland now ranks third in the country for literacy. However, he said mere literacy was not enough and stressed the need for specialized knowledge.
In our education system, though our literacy rate has become 95.7. I believe 92% lack technical and vocational skills, need specialization, because in this age of meritocracy, everything is competition, excellence, meritocracy, and good is not good enough. And therefore, while appreciating, we should not be complacent, but we should carry forward and then compete.
Highlighting the conference theme, Strengthening Horizons, Mr. Ryo called for unity across roles, generations, and viewpoints through renewed dialogue, mutual respect, and cooperation rooted in shared wisdom and vision. The Chief Minister urged the younger generation to lead with confidence and humility, building on the legacy of their forefathers to shape a future of progress. Over 1,000 surgeries have been carried out under the Chief Minister's Mobile Operation Theatre, CMMOT, initiative since its launch in January last year. This was stated by CMMOT team leader and MLA Dr. Tsilutyo Hritso at the free surgical camp held at Dansaripar in Chumukedima today. He said Dansaripar was the 23rd location covered under the program, which aims to deliver quality surgical care at people's doorsteps, especially in rural areas. Advisor for Industries and Commerce, Hekani Jakalu, urged residents to avail the services and appreciated the medical team for their dedication. The health camp at Dansaripar is offering free surgical, dental and anesthesia services along with OPD consultations and will conclude on January 15. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that farmers are the strong partners in nation building and their efforts are greatly strengthening the Self-Reliant India campaign. He said the center is committed to empowering farmers and is working tirelessly in this direction. Mr. Modi said this while addressing the gathering after taking part in Pongal celebrations organized at the residence of Union Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting, Dr. L. Murugan, in New Delhi today.
हमारे किसान राष्ट्र निर्माण के मजबूत साथी हैं। उनके प्रयासों से आत्मनिर्भर भारत अभियान को बहुत मजबूती मिल रही है। केंद्र सरकार भी किसानों को सशक्त बनाने के लिए प्रतिबद्ध होकर लगातार काम कर रही है।
The Prime Minister said at this time other regions of the country are also immersed in festivities of Lohri, Makar Sankranti, Magh Bihu and festivals like Pongal strengthen the spirit of Ek Bharat Shrestha Bharat. Mr. Modi emphasized the need to maintain soil health, conserve water and use resources judiciously for future generations. Advisor for CAWD and Texas, Kadecho Kamo, said Nagaland will soon have a dedicated sports policy aimed at creating greater opportunities for athletes. Speaking at the opening ceremony of the 31st wrestling meet of the Chokri Area Wrestling Association at Pusachadu Village in Pak District, he said sports is no longer just a pastime but has emerged as a viable profession, noting that sports has grown beyond village and state to offer national and international opportunities. Mr. Kamo called for collective support for sportsperson. He urged athletes to pursue their disciplines with consistency, commitment, and a scientific approach, and also stressed the importance of moral values. The advisor also assured continued government support for sports development. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For a quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News on Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. EAC Dimapur Lichen Thang Kikon today said that civil defense volunteers form the backbone of community-level emergency response. Speaking at the opening program of the second phase training for civil defense volunteers, wardens and chief wardens in Dimapur district, he said trained volunteers play a vital role not only during disasters but also in peacetime emergencies by ensuring public safety, coordination and timely response. Mr. Kikon stressed the importance of preparedness, discipline and teamwork and urged close coordination with the district administration and line departments to strengthen disaster response at the grassroots level. Over 90 wardens and volunteers from various Dimapur Municipal Council wards and Signal Angami village took part in the training. Nagaland Governor Ajay Kumar Bhalla has extended greetings to the Chagasang community on the occasion of Sokronye Festival. In a message, Mr. Bhalla said the sacred festival of purification and renewal signifies a time of spiritual cleansing, reconciliation and preparation for the new agricultural season. Expressing hope that the celebrations inspire harmony and collective progress, the governor wished that the festival would bring peace, prosperity and a bountiful year ahead. Chief Minister Nipur Ryu also greeted the Chagasang community on the occasion. As the community celebrates the festival of sanctification that marks the traditional rite of passage into adulthood, Mr. Ryu prayed for good health, unity, and a year filled with peace and hope. Defense Minister Rajnath Singh today said veterans of armed forces are the living pillars of national consciousness, symbols of collective courage and sources of inspiration for future generations. Addressing the Armed Forces Veterans Day in New Delhi, he said the veterans contribute to every front of nation building and guide the society with their qualities such as discipline, leadership and courage.
The veterans contribute on every front of nation building and guide the society with their qualities such as discipline, leadership and courage. The color of their uniform and place of work may change, but the feeling of patriotism and service in the hearts of veterans remains exactly the same.
Mr. Singh urged the veterans to guide the youth through their experiences and provide the right direction to Agniveers and young soldiers. He also urged them to stand shoulder to shoulder with the civil administration in emergencies when needed. Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan today emphasized the need of animal breed conservation for strengthening the rural economy and enhancing country's livestock. Addressing the Breed Conservation Award ceremony in New Delhi, the minister underlined that conserving native breeds enhances productivity, ensures climate resilience, and provides sustainable livelihood opportunities to farmers and pastoral communities. He said 246 different breeds have been identified, out of which registration of 16 breeds have been made today. During the event, the agriculture minister awarded 9 animal breed conservation awards. And to wrap up the news, here are the headlines once again. Chief Minister Nipur Ryu urges unity and peace for Nagaland's progress. Over 1,000 surgeries done under CM Mobile Operation Theatre since launch. Prime Minister Narendra Modi lauds farmers' contribution to nation building, says they are strengthening self-reliant India. And advisor Kadecho Kamu calls for greater support to sportspersons. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 tomorrow. Good night.